Has everybody signed up for a small group? No? Well, this is your opportunity. If you haven't, I'd really encourage you to sign up and be a part of a group and take some time and expand your relationship with God through that small group and build relationships with new people. This week, our play zone opens, so we're open for a couple weeks to our church body, and you're welcome to bring somebody, but in a few weeks, we're launching it to the community as a reach, and the marriage thing. I'm just putting a few extra plugs in. Look, how many married people are here today? Boys, not many want to admit to it. Okay, there we go. Starting to come up. It seems like some of you folks need to go to this if you don't want to lift your hands. But we all know that we might have been married a short time or a long time, but there's always things we can work on in our relationship. And, you know, for us men, we need to learn how to run our household better, you know, and we need to learn how to run the vacuum and the dishwasher and, you know, the washing machine. Oh, nobody got that one. But opportunity for us to develop our relationships with our wife, so try to sign up and be a part of that. All right, I'm going to read a scripture, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to go right into our message. In Ephesians 6:16, it says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to share your word. Lord, I pray that the words that are spoken today will not fall on deaf ears and that people would hear what your word's saying today. And Lord, that our faith would increase through this message. Lord, we stand back and allow you to have freedom in this place and to operate in the name of Jesus. Well, we've been talking this year, our theme is focus, and it's single focus. And I thought it would be really good for us to focus a few weeks just on faith alone. You see, faith is a powerful force. The Bible says without faith, now how many people want to please God? We all want to please God here, don't we? Okay, some of us do and some of us don't. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is something we need in our life. You know, God has given us all a little measure of faith, but faith is very important weapon. It's a very important tool that God has given us in our life. And faith is such a powerful force in our universe. You know, it changes things in our lives. It takes us from the back seat, driving in the back seat, to driving in the front seat. See, the Bible says that we're the head, not the tail. We're above and not beneath. But how many times we know that, or we may have heard that, but we still live in the back seat, or we still think we're the tail, we're not important, or we're not useful in life, and we allow that word to be planted in us. But we're going to talk about the importance of faith over the next couple weeks, and we're going to talk about some different faith and what it can do for us and how powerful it is in our life. How many people here want to sit in the front seat and not the back seat? I know some people enjoy riding in the back seat in the car. I suppose you could look at it two ways. You really want to have real big faith, I suppose you could say, I'm going to sit in the back seat and have a chauffeur drive me in the front seat. But faith is such a powerful force. And the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So, you know, our faith, if we didn't have faith, faith is what our salvation's based on. Without faith, you know, we wouldn't have that relationship with Christ. In Hebrews, it says, faith is, and I'm going to define faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I want to just read it in a couple different translations to just push that farther into our minds. It says that now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Now faith is the confidence that we have in hope for the assurance about what we do not see. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. So faith, the definition of faith is, in the dictionary, is a strong, unshakable belief in something without proof or evidence. That's what your faith is. A strong or unshakable belief in something without proof or evidence. It also says that complete faith or trust in a person. Do you have complete trust in God? Complete confidence in Him? Do you have unshakable belief in Him? Faith. I found a quote that somebody wrote, and they simply defined faith as this. Faith simply means believing that something is true. We have to believe in something. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Faith is this powerful force that we need every day in our life. Sometimes you can tell people that are faith-minded people and aren't. I think it's sometimes good to look at people that are business owners, entrepreneurs. They always seem to step out in faith. They have a dream or a hope, and you know they say, well, I'm going to do this. And they go after and they do it. Faith can move mountains. Faith can move things. How does faith come? How do we obtain faith? Well, here's what it says in the Bible. It says in Romans that so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So I want to break some of this down for a few minutes before we get into my signature thought. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want to increase your faith in your life? Then you need to start to read the word of God. We're living in a generation where people don't read the word of God. There may be people here this morning that have went all week and never opened their Bible. There's probably pastors that go all week and never open their Bible. But God's word is powerful. It's the foundation to our faith. You can't have faith unless you have something to base it on. We base our faith on God's word. It's powerful. We need to continually inject His word into us on a daily basis. How do you know what God wants for your life? How do you know the promises God has given to you if you don't read His word to find out the promises? And when we hide that word in our heart, it's powerful. It's a part of our being. We become one with it. So when we read the word, it's one thing. But there's another step we need to take. There's a more powerful step we have to take. And that's speaking that word out. It's declaring that word. So it's one thing to read it. You know, you can open a book and read, and I can just, you know. And you'll read sometimes and you just scan over things. And sometimes you'll read it and you retain it. But you know, there's a different thing when you read it out in declaration. Now, how many people here, we know we declare things in our life. We declare, we get up in the morning and we say, I'm not feeling good. I feel sick. My back is killing me. Yeah. Right? Oh, I got a headache. Oh, where's the Tylenol? I got to grab two or three Tylenol right now. You know, or you get up and you say, the bills are mounting up, you know, and you're saying, well, I don't know if I'm going to get that call this week that they're going to foreclose on my house. Or, you know, we a lot of times where I got to go to that job that I dread, you know, my boss and blah, 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 you know, or we get up and just like, oh, is she still here? You know, oh my goodness. Do I got to put in, you know, another few hours with her? You know, like I'm just being honest, right? We speak things that we shouldn't speak. We declare things that we shouldn't speak. We declare negative things we shouldn't speak. But how, you know, if that word was implanted in us, we probably wouldn't speak those words. But they're not rooted deep in us because we're not putting that in every day. But there's a different level of putting that in you. So I want to take this, and I'm going to just read you a few things. I've given this to a few people. It's something I read every day. And I want this to get into your heart to realize the difference of reading and declaring things in your life to build your faith every day. You see, we have to build up our faith. It's like exercising, you know. I'm not, I guess, as fit as I should be. But spiritually, I think I am. I put more spiritually thing in than maybe physical exercise. But I think it's important that we do both. But let me just read you some things. So, you know, what if you started to read some of this stuff every day and it starts to get in your spirit? And you just don't read it, but you read it out loud. Because when you read it out loud, you see, we live in a natural world. We live in a physical world, but things are controlled in the spirit realm, in the spirit world. So when we say things out there in the spiritual world. We're declaring, whether we declare a negative, a blessing, or a curse. And that's biblical. So say you get up in the morning and you start to put this in. And this book, I would encourage you guys to get it. And if you want to get one, you can see me after, and you can order one. But it has a declaration and a scripture. But let's wake up in the morning and start your day. This is a day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. God's mercy and grace are new every morning in my life. I rejoice because I am God's child. I am filled with his spirit. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The Holy Spirit is bigger than me, than any problem, obstacle, or challenge. The Holy Spirit gives me wisdom, discernment regarding any decision I need to make today. And then you can flip the page and you can read the scripture that goes along, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118 and 24. You can flip the page and say, I am favored. I am blessed. I am highly favored of God and with man. The favor of God is operating and functioning in my life. It surrounds me like a shield. His favor goes before me and prepares my way. Favor opens doors of blessings and opportunities in my life. Wherever I go, whatever I do, God's favor is with me and on me. That starts to change things. It starts to change things in your mind. I will not fear. I am not worried or feared with full of anxiety. I do not have fear for my future. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for my God's rod and staff comfort me. I refuse to be worried or to be fearful. I put my trust and my confidence in God. God will take care of me because I know him and he loves me. I thank God for his presence and peace in my life. Jesus said to me, let not my heart be troubled or afraid, but I keep my mind focused on him. Peter, 1 Peter says, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. There's scriptures with everything. Over your body. I speak to every organ in my body. I command them to operate and function 100% efficiency, the way God designed them. My heart is strong and healthy. Every valve is working in perfect harmony. My heart beats in perfect rhythm. All blood vessels surrounding my heart are free from blockages of any kind. My liver, my kidney, my lungs all operate and function effectively and efficiently with no hindrances. All my organs function and perform their duties effectively. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. But if the same spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. You see, when you begin to get that into you, and you begin to speak that out into the airwaves, into the spirit realm, your life will change. Instead of waking up and saying, this is going to be a terrible day, I got this and this and that, if you get up that day and say, this is the day the Lord hath made, you're making a faith declaration. You're determining the future of that day. Or you can say, this is going to be a terrible day. Or you can get up and say, I feel sick, I'm going to be sick. I feel it's like the last one. I was sick for a month, or I was sick for a week. Well, tell yourself that and declare those things over your life. Declare things over your kids. Speak life over them. Speak life over your marriage. Declare these things into the airwaves. Then this word that's in your head becomes life. It becomes rhema. It becomes real. It builds your faith. You're in that position that I can take anything on because I know what the word says. And it's live in me and it's living and it's strong. Our faith is important. It's this powerful force in the universe that God set up for us to use. We need to use our faith. I'm telling you, Proverbs says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. You can determine your future. You can determine, I'm going to be on God's side, the winning side, or I'm going to be on the enemy's side, the losing side. You can speak the ways of the natural, or you can speak the ways of the spirit. So here's where we end up. My first scripture in Ephesians. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, I'd like to say faith will deflect all the darts of the enemy. Okay? It'll deflect it. What's a shield? Talks about the shield of faith. Our faith becomes a shield to us. Well, years ago, they used shields to deflect arrows and spears and darts. And, you know, there's big shields that cover portions of you, and there's large shields that would you can get behind and it covers the whole body. And you've probably seen ancient wars where they all line up and there's a whole bunch of these big tall ones and they're shooting arrows and they're just bouncing off. Because, you see, little shields deflect a little bit, right? A little faith can deflect a little bit. But think about if you increase your shield so it's bigger. There's less parts of your body that he can hit, that you're a target. So darts. Everybody here knows what a dart is. Or if you don't, it's a little sharp thing that you throw. Everybody's played darts. It's not just talking about, about darts. It's talking about arrows and weapons. But I'll tell you a little story about darts. When I was a young kid, I was probably 14, the neighbor's son was over playing, and we decided we would throw darts up in the air and try to catch them with our ball cap. That's living life dangerous. It's a wonder. Some of the things I did when I was a young person, I think I give my mother bad nerves. I was always doing these crazy things. And one time I threw it up in the air and I went to catch it, and I thought I was catching it right, and it went right in here, full length. And you know, it wasn't that bad, but I pulled it out, you know, and we kept playing. But I have struggled with that. I can still feel the effects of that dart, you know, from that day. But, you know, the enemy uses darts, the Bible says, and he calls them fiery darts of the wicked one. We have darts every day in our life. Let's just bring it down to real life, you know. We have all these darts throughout our day. And it can go from you having a fight with your wife, the dog gets sick and costs you $5,000 to get the vet bills covered, and then you're on your way to work and somebody runs into you. You know, then you get to work and maybe you get fired. You know, we have all these darts. You wake up and you're sick. There's so many darts. And you see, the enemy wants to use these darts to deter us. You see, if he can keep throwing darts at us, it weakens us. If he throws darts of fear, that's a main one he wants to throw, is fear. But if he can contaminate our faith, he weakens us. But that's why we have a shield, to stop it. When he tries to place fear in our life, we can combat that with the word. It's interesting that in the scripture where he says, above all, so he thinks this is important, God does, to take the shield of faith so you can quench it, all the fiery darts. Right in the next one, he says, put your helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word. So I think it's interesting. He's given us this shield to deflect these things. Now, a shield is great if you just want to stay and never go anywhere. But that shield is not meant just to stay and go anywhere. That shield is meant that you can keep pressing forward. You block them, you block them, you keep going, you keep going, you keep pressing forward. But then he says, use the word. Remember I said declaration of the word? So when he throws a sickness at you or poverty, you can just say the word right back. Oh, the word says, above all, that I may prosper and be in good health. So that arrow comes at you, it just flies off because you hit it with a word. You see, it's important we know the Bible. It's important that we hide that word in our heart and not just hide it there, that it becomes rhema, that it becomes real. It goes from head knowledge to heart knowledge so that you can just pull it out and use it when you need to go forward. You know, the dog gets sick. Well, that's okay because, you know what, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I'll take no thought of tomorrow and worry about anything. He's in control. You see, it's what you declare back that deflects those darts. Isn't it cool how God set some of these things up for us to use them to help advance the kingdom? You see, you know, I love David. He is such a warrior, but yet he's such a kid that's full of faith. He was just a teenager when he fought Goliath. You know, teenagers have so much more faith, it seems like, than adults. Because our faith has got polluted, you know, from life. All the trash and this and that. But teenagers, they can be pure. They can get in trouble. You know, they can say wrong things too. And do wrong things. But they're so full of faith. They can encourage you. And David was one of those guys that was full of faith as a young teenager. And you know, you think about it, he had lots of darts thrown at him. He shows up there and then you know, everybody's scared of Goliath. And the darts that are being thrown back and forth, it's just trash talk. You know, it is. It's just like SmackDown, WWF, trash talk. I'm going to come kick your rear end, you know. I'm going to make a show of you openly. I'm going to pound you out. You know, that's, you know, Goliath is saying that. And everybody's scared of Goliath because he's like, I'm going to rip your head off and shout down your throat. You know, your God is a wimp. He's got no strength. You know, that's it. That's what he's saying. And we have this young teenage boy that is not, you know, he should be scared out of his, like, he should be just shaking. He should be scared out of his boots. Because this big giant of a man is there, you know, just saying, come on over here, boy, and I'm going to whoop you. I'm going to take my sword and I'm going to, you know, cut you up. But he, you know, he's full of faith. You know, they try to put all this armor on him. He's like, God, get that stuff off me. I don't need that. You know, most of us, we would be saying, like, I just want a peephole that I can see out of this armor. And he's, like, throwing his armor off, like, I don't need that stuff. It's going to weigh me down. You know, and Goliath is trash-talking his God. David, he's full of faith. He's like, I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to whoop you, just like God was with me when I killed the lion and when I killed the bear. You know, I'm gonna whoop you back. You know, they were doing the trash talk. Darts were thrown. Fear was thrown at him. But he didn't. He knew who his God was. He had this sense of who his God was. And he was full of faith. This kid. And he ran at the giant. This huge obstacle in his life. That, you know, with his faith, with his shield of faith. And all he had was a few stones and a little slingshot. You know, Goliath was all rigged up with armor and everything. And you know how that stone got in that one place and struck the giant and killed him. You see, his faith is powerful. See, your faith is powerful. It's a changing force in the universe. It can be that little stone that hits that thing and destroys it because of your faith in your God. Faith. God wants us to have faith. We can't please God without faith. We can't get through life without faith. Without faith, we might not get out of bed in the morning and do things. But when we're full of faith, we just jump out, pull our pants on, we're excited, we're going to go do this. Folks, focus on faith this year. Try to increase your faith. If you're here and it's weak, or it's contaminated. It's not a hard thing to increase. Begin to listen. Hear the word. You can hear it in church. You can read the word. And you can speak the word. And today, you don't even have to read the word. I encourage you to read it. Take your phone. We have no excuses for not knowing the word of God today. Okay? There was excuses 100 years ago when people couldn't read. But today, you can listen to it on your phone. There's no excuse for us to be weak as Christians. There's no excuse for us to be low in our faith. It's nobody else's fault but our own. I'm sorry to say it, but it is. Faith is important. Jesus throughout the Bible said, your faith has made you whole. He kept saying that. Your faith has made you whole. So be it unto you because of your faith. Your faith, your faith. Time and time again, he said that in the New Testament. Our faith plays this huge role in our life and where we go. Let's all stand. I want to just pray for us this morning. You know, let's just close our eyes for a minute. And let's just take a minute to talk to God. And you know, if you're here this morning and you say your faith is weak and you want to increase it, I would just say, you know, lift your hands while nobody's looking around. You know, we don't need to for people to know who's weak and who's strong. But I see those hands, and I think we all can say to some degree that our faith is could be stronger. Okay? I want us to pray. And you know, if you have a need, we'll still pray for your personal need after the service if you have some. But I want to pray for our faith and our life and declare some things this morning over your life and your household. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring all these needs. Lord, I pray these words will encourage us this week as we leave. Lord, I pray for those that feel weak in this house today in their faith. Lord, I pray that you will give them a supernatural jumpstart, just like a booster on them to boost their faith through this message today. And Lord, I pray that they will begin to read your word daily and declare these things out loud in the spirit realm and in the airwaves of their life. Lord, I pray that it will cause them to have a strong shield of faith in their life, that when the enemy comes against us and he throws these darts that we don't think we can handle, when we see them coming, we just put our shield of faith up and it deflects it. And we keep taking our word and we keep advancing forward for the kingdom. Lord, I declare these things over their life. I declare healing over people's lives that are here today that need it. In the name of Jesus, I speak it because it's your word. I speak deliverance over those that are oppressed, that have problems with depression, suicide, any thoughts of evil things, we bind that up in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke those thoughts in the name of Jesus. And we take the word and we slice that off of them. And we command it to go out of these doors in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak salvation to whoever's here that is not following you, Lord. I pray that you'll pierce their heart this morning and cause them to want to accept you as Savior. Lord, I pray these things, Lord. We know our hope, our trust, our faith is in the real live God, the God that's above everything, the God that's far above principalities and powers and mights, dominions in this world. In the name of Jesus, we know that your name is more powerful and your blood is more powerful than anything in this world. And Lord, I pray that our faith would increase so that we can live a victorious life. Lord, I declare these things over these households in the name of Jesus. In your name.